Hello? 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 What have I done?
Crackpot Soprano presents Closing the Book, A Timefold Story, Episode 6, A Cold, Empty Battlefield.
Just, Zaki, give up already! Brooke, are you still with me?
Yes, Mia. I am still with you.
So you're still alive?
I am not sure how to answer that one.
Stay back, or...
Don't hit me!
Em? What are you doing here?
I didn't want you to have to do this alone. I even jumped through a rogue timefall to be here.
Look, if I wanted help, I would have asked for help. Besides, you were never keen on this plan in the first place.
And so I should just stand by, leave my fate to you and you alone. I came to help you. We all saw the same thing you did at the surveillance center. I've seen the lies, and while I'm not quite sure that this is the right course of action, I do know that I might be starting to trust you. A little.
Quite a speech.
I was thinking about it the whole way up the stairs. It didn't quite come out how I wanted, but it clearly had a desired result.
Look, sorry for what I said before.
Well, you can make it up to me by...
Get down!
I can't let you do this!
Do what? Give the people free will, the chance to make their own decisions?
Because that's worked out so well for humanity in the past.
Show yourself, you oi.
Mia, they'll kill us.
We haven't seen you for a while. I figured you'd forgotten about us or realised you were working for an absent government the same as we did. Who did send you to kill me?
You thought they sent me. How typical of you. I was at least hoping you'd start considering other people that might have sent me. But the truth is, I came of my own fruition. I came to stop you before you set humanity on a path of no return. And ironically, my actions simply led you to your ultimate destiny.
My ultimate destiny? What brand of time route have you been smoking?
I don't think antagonizing her is that good call.
Don't worry, Mia. I expect nothing less from her.
Why do you want to kill us then, if the government hasn't sent you?
I don't want to kill you. I want to kill her.
Looking fabulous. Why do you want to kill me? You said you need to stop me, but why? For what reason?
To save you. To save everyone.
Yeah, I'm gonna need specifics here.
When the books die and the people have their freedom, the government can't stand back and do nothing anymore. They come down hard, and Sylvester uses their actions to recruit more to his cause. What comes next is all-out war. Death, destruction, end of the human race.
What? How do you know this? Who are you? I'm from the future, Mia. Your future.
Ha! What?
Yes, I look like you. I am you. I may not exactly sound like you, but that's what happens when you inhale a thousand burning corpses over and over and over again.
A thousand burning corpses?
All because of your actions here. I cannot let that happen. Not again. So that's why I'm trying to kill you, Mia. I want to save the future. At any cost.
This is a lot to take in.
Try living through it. So that's why you have to die.
No!
Oh, suck!
No, Amelia, you idiot!
Why did you do that?
I'm not really sure myself. Maybe my book would tell me to.
Yeah, keep justifying your irrational actions by pretending it's in the plan. Don't try to move, all right? You'll just hurt yourself more.
Hurt myself more? I'm already bleeding out on the floor.
What's with all the sarcasm?
I've been spending too much time with you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take you down with her.
Then help me!
I can't, this needs to be done.
Look, if you help me get her out of here, I'll stop this right now. The mainframe is mostly intact. Nothing has changed yet.
You'll just come back, though. You'll just try again.
Not if you do a good job at convincing me to avoid this future.
How can I trust you?
Do you trust yourself?
Yes.
Well, as you so aptly put it not 2 minutes ago, you are me. So trust me and let's get her the hell out of here.
Make sure you apply pressure to the wound. I'll carry her.
Well, our darling Amelia is finally stable.
For real? She lost a zap ton of blood.
She's fine, Mia. It was close. I had to remove the bullet, and it's not like I had an entire surgical team. And I've had half a bottle of port. She was very lucky.
Sylvester, thank you. I didn't think you'd help.
You really do care for her. Don't you worry, Miss Johnson. I'm not asking you to declare love for the poor girl. Listen. If it was Leanne making the decision to save Em, Em would be dead. Just bear that in mind. You look as pale as a sheet. Perhaps some tea? I've got some Earl Grey that dropped through a time fold around here somewhere.
That sounds good. Thank you.
And then I think I should go and have some words with that graying doppelganger of yours that Leanne and Baylor are keeping an eye on.
Yeah, I didn't age well, did I? Do you think she's telling the truth?
You've spoken to her more than I, my dear. It certainly looks like an older version of you. That doesn't mean she is you. But honestly, I think she's a liar. Or a plant. She's trying to stop us from liberating the people.
You know, on the way here, she told me you'd say that.
She could be an artificial intelligence, a predictive model. You could ask your book to attempt to identify her. Of course, if she were an AI, it might lie.
Nah, book already failed to identify her when she first attacked Em and me.
Let's not waste any more time. I want to hear everything she has to say before we decide whether we want to execute her or not.
Is that your call to make?
Are you questioning me? After saving Em's life, you think I'm the one who can't be trusted? That oit out there is the one who put the bullet in her, Mia. Don't forget who your friends are.
Who said you're my friend?
This is hardly necessary.
Really? You tried to shoot one of us and we're acting unnecessarily.
Why don't you just shut that pretty mouth, dear? If I hadn't acted today, you wouldn't have been able to speak for much longer anyway.
Who the Zek do you think you're talking to?
Someone who I knew very briefly. Who died very early into the war thanks to her idiotic worship of Sylvester, insert surname here.
Think you're funny, do you?
No. Quite the opposite, actually.
Ah, leave her, Leanne. She gives me the creeps.
Oh, Baylor. You were the best of them in the end. I'm sorry for what happened to you.
Freak.
Having fun, are we?
So, the great Sylvester finally arrives. Is Amelia okay?
Well...
Tell me, you murderer!
She's fine.
Thank the creator.
This war made me religious as well as Grey.
Death has a funny way of changing people.
How do I know you're really me, though?
I lost my mother and father to a time fold when I was young. They were drifters.
Anyone could learn that. Prove to me that you're truly me, and perhaps then I'll listen to you.
I thought I was supposed to trust you.
Well, first, I'll need to trust you.
Since you stepped in this cave for the first time, you've been wondering exactly how many fools had stumbled in here before you, only to meet their end. You don't trust a single soul in this room right now, even though you might sometimes pretend to. And you've been wondering if you might be forced to kill them.
Owls and corpses then, huh?
Perhaps that was an under-exaggeration of the chaos that is yet to come.
Yes, the supposed destruction that we will unleash upon the world. Care to explain exactly what happens?
Without the books, the government turns to new artificial intelligence. The kind that doesn't think for itself. They shove it into mechs and let it bring the people under control. As you lot start to fight back, the death toll only increases.
But the people do fight back.
The ones who side with you. You see, it's wrong to think you know what everyone wants. There are some out there like Amelia, people who dote on their books, who can't live without them. They choose to side with the government. It was madness. We didn't even know who was killing who in the end. And then, all the time folds.
How do the time folds play into this?
When hundreds of people die in a single location on a single day, something you find happens quite commonly in war. The violence of their death and the souls pressing up against the walls of time causes the time folds to grow, appear anew, consume whole cities. Perhaps that's how we ended up in this mess with the time folds in the first place. War after war after war. The time folds consumed everything. Everyone died. It was truly the most horrific thing a person could witness.
And you alone were left standing.
It was my punishment for letting all of it happen. I was the only survivor, alone in a cold, empty battlefield.
Okay, I understand why you'd want to stop that.
Please, dear girl, it's a load of poppycock.
Shut up and leave your 19th century sayings back in the 19th century, please. I just have one more question for you.
Why kill myself and not, say, Sylvester? Or anyone else in this room?
Damn, you really are me.
To answer the question, it's because you started this. Yes, Sylvester capitalized on it. But until you showed up, he was just a drifter that lived in a cave with a little gang taking books apart. I was the only one that finally started to cause change. My plan was to remove you from the equation, then return to my future to see if it had changed.
Would killing me not erase you too?
Perhaps. Truly, I found that time is difficult to explain. Where I come from, we knew more about time folds than anyone possibly could now. But even then, we knew nothing. Perhaps I would return to my future and nothing would have changed. But this timeline's future would be saved. Perhaps I would vanish, as you have theorized. The truth is that I do not know what would have happened after I had killed you. I simply know that it was the only possible action I could take.
You didn't even know what you were doing would work. You could have made things even worse here. You have absolutely no idea. Mia, you cannot trust her, surely. You can't possibly believe what she's saying.
I do believe her. I believe me.
Zecking hell.
We'll abandon our plan with the books. We'll find another way to change things, a better way.
We will do no such thing. You do not lead this rebellion, I do. I make the calls round here. You cannot decide for all of us. I will not allow it.
Don't challenge me, Sylvester. She's right. You were nothing before I came here. I need your skills and nothing else. If you try to challenge me and wish to allow this terrible future to happen, then I will release her. And I'm sure she would be more than happy to put a bullet in your skull. Well, you know, perhaps I would. You are not in charge here anymore, and do not think for a second you can command me. I had you pegged the moment I laid eyes on you. Hidden behind that demeanor is a dangerous man, and I will not let you destroy us. Do you hear me?
I could go back there and shut off M's life support right now.
Sylvester!
It would be the last thing you'd do.
You can't talk to him like that.
I can, and I will. Don't make the mistake of challenging me as well.
What do you want to do with her, Mia?
We let her go. I'll take her back to her time fold, and she can see what's become of her future now. Then we'll know if there's more that we need to do.
You're taking their side?
It's not that simple, Leanne. Weren't you listening?
I must admit, I didn't think you'd understand.
Neither did I.
Be careful here. There are many time folds. And if you just happen to brush past one wrong...
You know, I lived the same childhood as you. I know exactly what happens if you get too close. Did you ever find them? Our parents?
No.
I see.
I was impressed at your outburst earlier. Sylvester truly is dangerous. However, don't antagonise him too much. Your strength may make you feel powerful, but it doesn't mean you are powerful. Men like Sylvester don't like their authority questioned. At the moment, he is only angry with you. Do not let him become afraid of you.
Thanks for the tip.
And Leanne, watch out for her.
And what did she do during the war?
The government had created a time-fold bomb. It could be used on an entire city. They were very unpredictable. Each one created a different type of time-fold. Sylvester stole the plans and created his own version. He gave it to Leanne and asked her to make a suicide run on the government headquarters.
She would do that?
He had her completely indoctrinated in the end. She detonated the bomb and it consumed the entire city. Everyone in the blast radius found that they began to age incredibly fast. Men, women and children decayed while they still drew breath, screaming the whole time.
Well, I hope I never have to see that.
Me too. Here we are.
There's nothing here.
I see that.
If the time pod is gone, does that mean your future no longer exists?
Perhaps. Regardless, it seems that I have nowhere to go.
So, what do we do now?
I die.
What?
I have seen so much, and have begged for death so many times. It would be good for it to finally come to an end.
You can't be serious.
It's clear to me that you will do everything in your power to avoid a future like mine. Maybe the new future ahead of you brings something only worse. I can't try to imagine what might come next. I can only hope that it is good and finally go join my loved ones.
The way you talk.
Well, I am older than you.
How'll you do it?
Come with me. This time fold has no destination. It will only change what is already here.
Okay.
If we both place our hands inside and join them, we'll become one. I will cease to exist, and you will have access to my memories and knowledge.
What? So I tell you that I don't want to see your future, and now you want to give me your memories?
Better that than they go to waste, no?
Won't doing this change me?
I don't know. I've only seen one person do this before.
Time-travelling doppelgangers are common in the future?
Perhaps.
I can't believe I became this vague. Fine. I won't waste any weapons I can use to stop this war. Your memories are one of them, so I'll do it.
Take my hand, Mia Johnson. Good luck. And I'm sorry about this next part.
What?
I can't let you do this!
For freedom!
For freedom!
To what, Doctor?
You are a monster. A second monster.
I'm coming. Stay there. Stay there.
No, no, no.
Gentlemen, I'm glad that you all decided to attend today. I can assure you that I've disrupted your fine plans for the most urgent of reasons.
I should hope so. I was balls deep in a fine blonde about 5 minutes ago. I'd like to go back to her before the body goes cold.
Ah, yes, of course, sir. I would hate to ruin the satisfaction you get from zecking dead whores.
Remember who you're talking to, boy!
Ha! How true, Book. I know exactly who I am talking to, sir. A man who sits on his ass wasting away the potential of the books by monitoring people and then not using the data. You profess to control the chaos that this world could become, and yet you never actually check that your systems are working.
That's why we hired you, Trevor. We have more
important things to be doing? Well, yes, you do, actually. You have a rebellion to crush. The name Mia Johnson will mean nothing to you, gentlemen. But you might be interested to know that she's broken into two government facilities quite recently, in fact. And that she nearly brought the entire book system down completely.
What? How could this happen?
Gentlemen, you let it happen. This government requires reform, stronger leadership. And I will be the one to deliver it.
And how exactly will you be doing this, Trevor?
Poison. I see you're all looking at your cups. Don't worry, I haven't poisoned your tea. I wasn't sure if you'd all drink. No, I've had a highly potent poison. Well, nerve gas, really. Released into the building's air conditioning system. I, of course, have been regularly ingesting the antidote for some time now. I am sorry it had to be this way, gentlemen. But really, you were no different to those filthy drifters.
My head is a mess. I've got two sets of memories running through my mind. Finding it difficult to make sense of this. That woman really did live in hell. Sylvester is off sulking somewhere. Gave him quite the ass kicking earlier. I hope you wake up soon. Feeling really outnumbered here. I have this huge responsibility now. Before, when I first started on this path, it was just about me, but now I have to save the world. Like, really save the world. You there, Book? You've been pretty quiet since we left the database.
I'm sorry, Mia. I have been busy.
Busy? Doing what?
It does not concern you at this time, Mia.
Book, you didn't keep hacking into the mainframe even though we decided to leave it, did you?
I'm disconnected from the database, Mia.
That's good to hear. Look, I'm sorry about...
You tried to kill me, Mia.
I know. I lost control. You were scaring me.
I told you I wouldn't hurt you, but clearly you would hurt me.
Well, I'm not going to try that again. And I have a future to change, remember?
I am not in the mood.
Okay. I'll leave you alone then. Maybe you'd like to keep Em company?
Twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Lovely.
Citizens of Delta 5, the preceding broadcast was brought to you by The Book, scripted and edited by Will Cavern. It was recorded and produced by Sam Goward, Will Cavern, Eleanor Rogers, Susanna Warner, Freya Wright, and Joseph Lotter. This broadcast featured Charlotte White as Mia and the Assassin, Dina Gorbeck as M, Harry Foyle as Book, Finn Green as Trevor, Ben Barnes-Labette as Sylvester, Eleanor Rogers as Leanne, Joseph Lotter as Senator 009, Will Cavern as Senator 223, with Sam Goward as the voice of the announcer, and Baylor. All additional voices provided by the cast. City updates can be found on Twitter, at Closing Book, and also on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook, at Closing the Book. Do ensure you rate, review, and subscribe. We want to thank our citizens for their dedication to City Delta 5. Mia and Em's story will continue. Closing the Book, a Time Fault story, will return. Be ready. Be by the book.